Hello?
Hello, I'm looking to speak with Ryan.
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. My name's Cooper. I work in HR at the media agency.
Oh, absolutely. Hello, Cooper. Nice to
Hi.
hear from you.
Yeah, I know we haven't spoken before. I just wanted to call and welcome you to the team.
That's very kind of you. I'm very excited to be joining you guys.
We're excited to have you. And I see right here your first day's on Monday.
Yes, sir. Monday morning.
That's really exciting. I wanted to give you a quick rundown of your first day and kind of what to expect.
I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah. So when you come in, we'll get you all set up with your key card badge and security and everything.
Perfect.
And do you mind if I ask, do you know of anyone that's worked for the company before?
No, I don't think so.
Well, our CEO started this tradition about 30 years ago, and it's still going on today. Before we have our morning roundup meeting, we go around the room and kiss everyone on the mouth.
I need to be honest with you. I've never heard of anything like this before.
I know it's a little unconventional, but it's just something that the founders of the company did when they started, and it turned into this big success, and it stayed with the culture ever since. I mean, why do you think we're so profitable now? It's because of the mouth kissing. So I just didn't want you to be surprised on Monday morning when you come in. There's going to be a lot of smooching going on, and it's very normal. All right?
Again, I've never heard of anything like this before.
No, that makes sense because employees are actually discouraged from talking about it outside the company walls. Because, other groups or businesses might hear about it and think it's weird, or worse, they'll try and steal it from us. But here, we're just one big happy family.
That's very interesting. And I don't want to be rude, but is this something that I could opt out of?
Oh, definitely not. No, that's why I'm calling you to make sure you're good with it. If you're wondering, tongue is not allowed. It's usually just a quick peck, like how a granny might kiss.
Yeah, I wasn't one.
Very short. We don't want it to get weird. Maybe this is a good time to practice. I'll kiss you over the phone and then you kiss me back, okay? So it's like this. It's like, oh, hey, Ryan, good to see you.
I guess I understand, but
if you forgot, my name's Cooper, so you can say it back to me.
Hi, Cooper.
And
You want me to kiss you?
yeah, go ahead. I'm ready. On the mouth.
Okay.
All right, great. Let's get down to business. And didn't that feel good?
If I'm being honest, it feels a little strange. I've never done or heard of this before.
Yeah, I understand that, but you have to admit it felt good, right?
I really don't have any emotion to it. It just was kind of shocking.
I know some people think it's a little bit weird at first, but as you do it more, like give it a week, you'll feel like it's perfectly normal. And before you know it, you're going to be kissing salespeople, the accounting team, even the janitor, Carl.
I don't want to kiss all these people.
Why would you say that? They're part of your family now. Your business
I,
family. Carl's
yeah.
actually the best kisser of the group.
Well, I that's great for Carl. I just,
I mean, it's great for all of us because we get to kiss him.
I got to be honest with you. This doesn't sound legal to me.
Look, I hear you, okay? And so maybe, I mean, there's a lot of people that are a little bit uncomfortable with this at first. So here's what we'll do. I'll tell the rest of the group not to kiss you, and you and I can just kiss for the first day.
Cooper, I.
And then every day after that, we'll build up the kisses until you're comfortable kissing other people. We could kiss once an hour or twice an hour if you'd like.
I don't want a kiss schedule. That doesn't sound like that's not okay with me.
You don't understand. I'm in HR, so it's okay. And I can
How is
tell.
that okay? That's not okay. It doesn't matter what your job title is. Like, you can't just be like I don't know you.
Ryan, we just kissed, and now you're treating me this way.
Cooper, no, we didn't. We you. You were like showing me how people kiss on the phone. That's not a kiss,
But
man.
you
That's
kissed me
making a
back.
sound. I felt a little pressure, and I didn't like I didn't stick my tongue in you or kiss you with my lips. I made a little sound.
Now I feel like you're using me.
What?
You just kissed me like I meant nothing to you, and now you're tossing me aside.
What are you talking about, man?
I feel like I'm a cheap prostitute now.
How is this is nothing prostitute? How are you a prostitute? What are you,
Ryan? If this is how you want to treat someone that's in your family, your business family, then I don't know. Maybe this isn't the right job for you.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't belong there. All right. Because I'm not okay with kissing a bunch of randos on the mouth every single day.
Okay, well, what if we had you kiss your buddy James? Would you feel a little more comfortable then?
Why would I kiss my buddy James? Like, he doesn't even work there. What are you talking about?
Well, I kiss James.
What do you mean you... Wait, what do you mean you kiss James? How do you even know James?
Well, we kissed when we were planning how to phone tap you today.
Phone tap me? What do you... What are you talking about, phone tapping me?
I need to tell you, this is actually a joke. It's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a prank on you, man. Yeah, your buddy James contacted us, and he said you got a brand new job, and he wanted to mess with you before your first day.
Oh, I was freaking out, man. And then you made me kiss you on the phone? Like, what?
I mean, you kind of wanted to, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You liked it.
No, I didn't like it.
Let's, come on, just, you're going to feel more comfortable when we do it again. Come on, here we go.
No,
one,
not...
two.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, we're family
now.
Oh,
my God. You got me.